Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, if you haven't already. If you already have, you don't have to do it again. We know who you are. We know where you live. We're going to get it to you. That's our email publication, our e-zine that we send out on Sunday afternoons, every Sunday afternoon now for over 6 years. We're now in our seventh year of the newsletter, our ninth year of the show, and in our seventh year of distributing and publishing the newsletter, the Small Business Advocate newsletter, and it's free. And I think it'll get you ready for the week ahead based on what some of you have told me. And so join that group of happy subscribers to the Small Business Advocate newsletter. And you can also find our blog on the homepage there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Or you can go to jimsblog.biz. And the good thing about our blog is it brings everything that we've done today and yesterday and the day before. It brings it right up front. So you can go back and use it to your advantage. And don't forget all the other things that are on the website that you can use to your advantage. And including my books. Small Business is Like a Bunch of Bananas and 3 Minutes to Success. That's the new one, the 3 Minutes book. That's the new one. And either one of those, if you'll send it to us, if you'll buy it from the website, we'll autograph it for you. I will. I'll autograph it for you. And as you know, in about 100 years, that autograph will be worth at least 50, 60 cents. No question about that. Okay, let's talk about marketplace fundamentals. I've been talking about this concept of a small business survival course. And these are the whole premise behind this, folks, is to offer you some things that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. You know, what we're finding now, the new statistics show that 50% of small businesses fail not in 5 years anymore. That used to be the number, 50% in 5 years. But now in 4 years, 50% of companies are failing within the first 4 years. That's an acceleration, basically. And the reason I think that's happening is because a lot of people want to be a small business owner. And a lot of people know about their industry. Maybe they've worked for another company for 10 years in an industry. And they know all there is to know about that industry. They're really smart about the industry. But what they're not so smart about is the fundamentals of operating a business. The fundamentals of operating that business so that as you know, you've heard me talk about the two different universes the small business owners operate in. They operate in the industry that they work in. Whether that be shoestrings or battleships or whatever, that's one universe. The other universe is the operating side of the business, the operation of the business. So if you know all there is to know about the shoestrings, but you don't know how to buy, sell, and manage the cash of those shoestrings, then you got a problem. And so those are the fundamentals that I want you to focus on and we've been focusing on. The first marketplace fundamental I want to talk about today is a very important one, and it's more about our customers. And more specifically, though, what I want to talk about now is what wakes your customers up in the middle of the night. If you could find out what wakes your customers up in the middle of the night, I predict that you will build a relationship with them that will last for a long, long time and will be very productive. And the reason, here's why this is important to you. It's because eventually, the things that wake your customers up at night will eventually either directly or indirectly affect you. That is something you can write on a rock. You can take that to the bank. whatever challenges your customer has will directly or indirectly affect you. And so if that's the case, don't you want to know that? Don't you want to know what those threats are out there, what those challenges may be? And by the way, how the challenge manifests for your customer probably may not be and probably won't manifest the same way for you. It'll be a variation of that. It'll roll downhill a little bit differently. But and here's another thing to think about when with regard to your own customers' challenges. And it's all bound up in what we know as the Pareto Principle. The Pareto Principle is alive and well in the marketplace. And that the Pareto Principle is basically says that 80% of your business will come from 20% of your customers. Now I've done this experiment many times. I've gone to a business and I've sort of helped them stack rank their customers by volume. And then we do the math on it. And a lot of times in small businesses, 90% of their business will come from 10% of their customers. Or even worse, it could be even more dangerous than that. And it can be dangerous. The Pareto Principle is a reality check. It's a gut check for you. Because most businesses, even those that are run well, you'll get 80% of your business from 20% of your customers. But see, here's where it's danger that the Pareto Principle is extra dangerous for small businesses. Because that 20%, if we're operating based on Pareto's numbers, that 20% for you represents a much smaller number of customers than it does for our big business brothers and sisters. It operates a much smaller number. So if we have, you know, it wouldn't be uncommon for a small business to have only maybe 4 customers in that 20% that's doing 80% of their business. And so if you have one of those customers who has a challenge and they represent a fourth of that 80%, then you've got a 20% challenge, right? You got a big chunk of your business just got introduced to a real problem because of what's happening with your customer. So it's very important that you know what's going on with your customers, their challenges and their opportunities. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you how to do that. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're talking about how to find out what's going on in your customers' lives. Because whatever's going on in their lives, folks, has an impact on you, directly or indirectly. If not immediately, eventually. I promise you, you need to write this down. You can write this on a rock. As I often say, whatever affects your customers, good or ill, affects you, good or ill. And sometimes good things that happen to your customers turn out to be bad news for you. That can happen. Sometimes bad things that happen to your customers turns out to be good news for you. It's a wacky world, I know, but that's the case. And see, I don't care. And you shouldn't, and really, there's nothing you can do about that. There's nothing you can do about, you probably can't change a lot of the things that are going to happen to your customers, good or bad. You don't have that much control. But what you can do is have a better idea about what's happening, when it's going to happen, why it happened, and what you can do about it. Now, if you can find out what's going on in your customers' industries, in their sectors of the marketplace, that's one of the things I want you to focus on. I want you to pay attention, pay more attention. to your customers' industries. Now, you may have a kind of a business that serves a lot of different industries. But you need to keep up with, you need to be reading about their industry in the Wall Street Journal or in the paper. You need to be reading their trade journals. You need to be finding out find out what your customers read, and you need to be reading that. You need to be asking them these questions. That's one really important way to find out what's going on in the lives of your customers, is to ask them. Ask them what keeps them up at night. Read their trade journals so that when they tell you what keeps them up at night, they don't have to explain to you what they mean. If these are your Pareto customers, if these are the 20% of your customers who give you 80% of your business, is there anybody more important? Is there any better time that you can spend than knowing what your customers, what's going on in the lives of your customers? You know, one of the things that one of the benefits that will accrue to you if you do what I just said is that your customers' bad news will be less likely to catch you by surprise. And that's a very important thing to have as your advantage. That if something bad happens to your customers, maybe you don't know it before they know it. But maybe you know it before they maybe give you a call. There are a lot of times things happen in a customer's life that if you're not paying attention, the first time you know about it is when they call you and say, "Hey, John, we're going to have to go in a new direction. We've had some things to happen here, and we're not going to be able to do business with you anymore. We're changing the way we're cutting this expense out, or whatever it might be." But if you have been involved, if you know what's going on in the industry, if you've asked your customer what's happening in their lives, if you ask them these questions, you'll be able to plug in much earlier in the process, much earlier in this decision-making process that they've had to go through to deal with this challenge, and that it will allow you to contribute to a solution. And if you can contribute to a solution, that means you've got a better chance of finding yourself a position in that solution, to making your company part of that solution. And so now you become a partner. And you know, we talked about this before. You're not just a vendor anymore. You're a problem-solving partner. You're integrated into that relationship, which we're going to talk about later on, this integration thing. And it strengthens the relationship, doesn't it? Absolutely. Anytime you are the one who says to your customers first, you know, what's going on? How are things going? How's business? Where are your challenges? What's keeping you up at night? Tell me how things are going. Whatever you can do. You might have to do this over lunch. Maybe you've been reading up on it, and you tell them. You go to them and say, "Did you see so-and-so going on? Did you see what's happening over here?" Maybe they knew about it, maybe they didn't. If they knew about it, well, now you're a peer in their industry to them when you offer them that information. If they didn't know about it, you've revealed something to them that they didn't know. So when it comes to your customers, I want you to read about them and their industry. I want you to ask them what's going on. I want you to listen to what they say and find a way for your company to be part of the solution, to take advantage of the opportunities with them, and to help them solve some of these challenges. And when you learn about those things, then you'll be able to integrate. And that's what we're going to talk about tomorrow. Integration. Getting yourself integrated, dovetailed, stuck to that customer forever. 29 After, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back with our good friend Pierce Howard. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
In Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.